Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
The crown is slipping, but Raising a Modern Day Princess program and the Becoming a Modern Day Princess journal are two tools in a mom and a dad's hand that they can use, a mentor's hand, to walk alongside of a young girl and prepare her to walk in a manner worthy of her calling and be successful as an adult, as a leader, as a woman of influence.
You can never waver or go indirectly without using the Word of God.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. A continuing conversation today with Pam Farrell and Doreen Hanna. We're talking about Raising a Modern Day Princess, the title of our program, Inspiring Purpose, Value, and Strength in Your Daughter. And I am excited to have them back here in studio. We had a great conversation last time. They have actually written a wonderful book called Raising a Modern Day Princess, and it's a rite of passage to help young women become all that God has created them to be. And I can't think of two better people than Doreen Hanna and Pam Farrell. Doreen is the founder and president of Treasured Celebrations Ministries and makes her home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We actually have talked about this over the years, this incredible, what I call much more than a book, kind of a movement to help girls become all that God wants them to be. It's a tough time in the history of our world to be a girl, I think. And then Pam Farrell, author of many, numerous books. I love many of them. The 10 Best Decisions Every Parent Could Make. Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti. And she is the mother of three and the grandmother of two and makes her home with her husband, Bill, in the San Diego, California area. Great to have you back on our broadcast.
Thank
you.
We were talking in a previous broadcast about how tough it is to be a girl. And as you know, I'm all ears because I have three daughters. Took this from your book. The median age for a girl having her first sexual experience is 17, which I thought was actually even lower. So that surprised me. One out of four teenage girls will contract a sexually transmitted disease. 25% of all aggravated assaults are committed by girls. You know, one out of three young women are sexually abused. You know, the list goes on and on. What you're saying is, even in the midst of this very almost violent culture towards women, it's possible that they still want to be a princess and can become a princess. Talk about it. Give us some hope.
Yeah, the crown is slipping, but Raising a Modern Day Princess program and the Becoming a Modern Day Princess journal are two tools in a mom and a dad's hand that they can use, a mentor's hand, to walk alongside of a young girl and prepare her to walk in a manner worthy of her calling and be successful as an adult, as a leader, as a woman of influence.
You know, I often say that it's not just raising obedient kids, but it's actually helping them become responsible adults. That's part of the parenting process that Pam, I know you and Bill would write as well. But part of it is character development. And what I'm seeing in Raising a Modern Day Princess, I see this throughout your message in many ways, is that character development is especially critical at this time in a young girl's life. And I want you to talk about it and why you encourage parents to, in some ways, use the Old Testament book of Ruth as a good example of how a young woman was transformed into a princess.
Absolutely. I think that you can never waver or go indirectly without using the Word of God. And He just so beautifully set examples in the Word for us to be able to follow. And when you look at Ruth, for example, we emphasize Ruth when we're talking about moms and mentors, because Ruth chose to be obedient to Naomi. And in her choice to be obedient, not just in saying, I'll go wherever you go, she also began to obey her in things that probably even in her culture were almost like, oh, I can't believe that you would do that just because you're, and for her, it was her mother-in-law, you would do that. But as she humbled herself and willingly obeyed to go and be a gleaner in the fields, which was, I'm sure they were an upper middle class family when their family was, you know, one unit with the father and the two husbands that were alive. And when they passed away, now she's traveling to a distant country and now following her mother-in-law, who she must have saw good qualities in that woman to be able to say, I'm willing to follow you and go wherever you go. And as she began to humble herself and obey her, gleaning the fields and then going and laying at Boaz's feet and doing all those things that, especially for us in our culture, are thinking, I'm going to go and lay at some man's feet. But that was the tradition of the time, to humbly say, I would love if you would marry me. And through that, you see that what was the key? The key was obedience that brought her ultimately tremendous blessing.
Most parents are trying to get through Thursday. I mean, let's be honest.
That's right.
You know, and yet what you're talking about is a very intense way of teaching, you know, young girls to be obedient to God. And obviously, they need to be obedient to their parents, too. I mean, there's a lot of parents saying, I'm not qualified for that. You know, you're talking about trying to raise a modern-day princess. I don't have that in my own life. And then, you know, let alone, I'm just trying to get my kid to do their homework. What is this process that helps these people go from, you know, just almost kind of a lostness to really having a purpose and having the kind of virtue that you guys talk about?
I think we make it fun. Mm-hmm. I think that's the key element. So girls want to, what girl doesn't want to go to a party that's all about her? I mean, seriously, the celebration at the end is the payoff.
Yeah.
And so there's 7 weeks in the Becoming a Modern Day Princess that mom can walk alongside the daughter and gain all of those positive traits, learn how to have a quiet time, find out about their family heritage, find out about how she's wired, her personality, learn makeup and manners. What does it mean to recognize a godly man? What does it mean to have integrity in your own life? What's the value of true friends? And how can I serve my community? Because a princess serves the community and gives back. And so it's preparing very proactively. But the journal makes it fun. I mean, it's like a diary. It's like a scrapbook. And so it's very fun for the teen girl.
So what you're saying is there's a process you're taking them through. Like, you just named this process, and everything you just named is incredible. And so a mom or somebody in the church or somebody
small
who's running this,
leader,
small group leader,
youth,
sure,
pastor's wife.
They're helping these kids get to a different level by actually presenting this kind of material together in a fun way. Most girls do like to journal. So then girls journal along the way.
They do.
And then at the end, there's this celebration.
And the celebration, it can be a family-oriented, mm-hmm, where you gather all the people in your family, and they bless her. They speak into her life. And the dad gives the blessing and the prayer over her life. You might pass down some family jewelry as an heirloom to say, okay, now we're marking this moment. Wow. You're a young woman. It can be a large gathering where all of her friends come, you know, so it could be on her 14th, 15th, 16th birthday or high school graduation as she enters junior high. There's all kinds of moments parents can choose to use and invite their community in, or a church can sponsor it, or a community group can sponsor it. So there's lots of different models to the rites of passage. The key thing is for a parent to be proactive and choose, this is the time, this is the moment, this is how our family feels comfortable doing it, this is how much money we can spend on it. And we made all kinds of different variables to the very, very simple but profound to ones that are a little more elaborate, and everybody can choose their comfort level.
Right. And I appreciate you saying that. Now, Pam, you also have a story where your dad, you know, kind of was there for you one day. He might be dancing with you in the living room, and the next day he's in a drunken stupor.
Right, right. And so I never knew who I was going to get, Jekyll or Hyde, when I walked in. And because of that, because our house was very volatile, I always thought we'd make the headlines, but not for a good reason, more like man shoots family than shoots himself.
Right.
And so it was kind of crazy in the home that I grew up in.
It was confusing, I think.
Yes,
you had.
Yeah. Very confusing. And so I longed for that blessing. I was the first person in my family to come to faith in Christ as an 8-year-old. And I came to faith because I walked into church and I saw for the first time authentic love, what love really looked like. And I wanted to know the author of love. And I believe that one day sitting on my bed, I was reading my Bible, and I wanted to make a quiz team. And so I'm trying to memorize. And I come across this verse, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knock on the door, be open unto you. And I'm praying, God, does this mean if I ask you to come in, you'll be my best friend? And P.S. God, if you could work it out, I'd like to marry a pastor someday. And I believe God answered both those cries of that little princess's heart. And from that moment on, you know, the Bible says that he'll be the father to the fatherless. God began to step in, you know, first sending a pastor who helped mentor me as an 8, 9, 10-year-old. And then as I moved to another community, a sense of lostness that but my grandfather stepped in and he began to affirm me, and then went on to college, and in college became involved in Campus Crusade for Christ. for the first time, I saw strong male biblical leaders. I'm like, oh, that's what a godly guy looks like. And I began to read the Bible and do whatever God said because he was my dad.
Wow.
And so I was looking for that blessing, and unknowingly, God began to send people into my life. And then my husband became that person who blessed me. You know, one of the very famous stories that we're known for in Marriage Like Waffles, Wine, Spaghetti is that mirror moment where on our honeymoon, you know, I was criticizing myself in the mirror, and I began to point out all my flaws, and Bill wrapped me in his arms and he said, let me be your mirror. If you need to know what a beautiful person you are, what a godly person you are, you come see me. And if I have to throw every mirror in the house away to get you to believe me, I will. From now on, let me be your mirror. Blessing moment. And then we went on to go to seminary. We went to Talbot. And there at Biola, we met Jim and Sally Conway. They became mentors to us. And Dr. Conway one day heard my story about my dad, who had never read any of my books or writings. And he said, Pam, if you need someone to believe in you and believe in God's calling on your life, I will be your dad. Mm. I believe in you. And so I just want to encourage the princesses that are out there that think that they have a dad who might not be interested in blessing them. He may be very interested, and God will send people along your path to send you the right messages if you just obey.
Well, that's an incredible message. Amen. And of course, now, as you two know, I'm sold on this. And sometimes I don't sound very salesy. People say, "Guy, you don't even ask for money very much on the program." And, you know, we probably should, Roger.
And it's a good program to give to.
But this here is something I believe in so much. And I think a lot of parents say, well, how do I begin? What do I do? Well, actually, you have the book and you have the Princess Journal to actually help parents do it, so they don't have to just start from scratch. It's kind of all there for them. And so again, I do highly recommend this book and the journal. As a parent, you say, look, I'm not going to just try to get through Thursday. I'm going to try to help my kids become all that God wants them to be. And for daughters, you know what? We've got to be proactive. It's a tough, tough world. We'll take a break. We'll come right back, and I want to hear some great stories, and they have them. Boy, does Pam Farrell and Doreen Hannah have stories, where I'm going to hear some great stories about how we can help girls become this modern-day princess that really is in the depth of their heart anyway.
Well, there are so many different voices in the culture that are competing for our daughters' attention. And today here on the Homeward Broadcast, we're giving you some ideas as to how you can inspire purpose, value, and strength in your daughter. Joined for this conversation by authors Pam Farrell and Doreen Hannah. They've actually written a book called Raising a Modern-Day Princess, and it's one that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends. If you visit our online resource center today at homeward.com, you want to sign up for the Homeward Culture Brief. That gives you a great resource to figure out what's going on in the culture. And if you want to inspire purpose and value and strength in your daughter, one great way to do so is to understand what the culture's telling her and then see how that lines up with Scripture. Good conversation to have. You can start your free subscription to Homeward's Culture Brief right now when you go to homeward.com.
Welcome back. Boy, time is going fast. Pam Farrell with us, Doreen Hannah. We're talking today about a great book that they've written called Raising a Modern Day Princess. And if you have a daughter, preteen or teen, even a young daughter, you want to get the message. It's a very important message. In fact, I think it's one of the most important messages that we can give our daughters today. And it's been great talking with you. Pam is the author of more than 30 books, including several bestsellers. And she and her husband, Bill, live in San Diego, California. Doreen is the founder of and president of Treasured Celebrations. In many ways, has kind of pulled this process together, this incredible Raising a Modern Day Princess process together. She and her husband, Chad, live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and they're here today in the Homeward Studios, and great to have them with us. Actually, my daughter Rebecca is in the Homeward Studio, along with Roger Marsh, executive producer, Ben Camp, sound engineer, and music extraordinaire person, worship leader on the side, and a bunch of other things, too.
Three wise men.
Yes. We wouldn't say three wise men, but anyway, there you go. And again, as we're talking today, inspiring purpose, value, and strength in your daughter. If you have a daughter, you're listening, I'm sure. And we have two great experts with us today as we deal with this. We've been talking about this now for some time, and we went through the process. But tell me stories. I mean, really, this is not about little strategies and technique. This is about changed lives.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you have so many different stories. I'd love to hear the Stephanie story.
That's my favorite story, so I'll tell that one. One of the things that we like to do is to equip every person to succeed with their princess, whether it, so we have a chapter for the church leaders, their youth pastor's wife, the mentors. We have information for the teen relationship contract that Bill and I created when we were youth pastors. It's on our lovewise.com website. You can download even. We talk about in the book. So there's all kinds of tools that we walk alongside of every person. We equip the dad, and we have a chapter on help him write the blessing. So we want everybody to succeed. Mom, the mentor, the dad, the church leader, and the princess. Mm-hmm. And the Stephanie story just shows the power of the community, and that's why I love it. And Stephanie was a young woman, and she didn't have a dad that was willing or able to do the blessing. And so a step-in dad, her pastor, did the blessing at the end of her Modern Day Princess program. And that tiara that she got and those words that he spoke into her life, he talked about the power of obedience and how she was going to become a woman of the word and how she was going to become a leader and how she's going to make wise choices in the man that she would future marry. He just spoke a promise into her life as a teenage girl. And that tiara meant so much to her that she went on to wear that tiara as she's led group after group in the Modern Day Princess program. That's so neat. She's one of the strongest leaders that we have. And on the day of her wedding, instead of a veil, she had on her tiara.
That is really a neat story. And I love that you said, here was a step-in dad, and he was, you know, you talk and encourage people with this to say, you know, when you even, you were talking about giving gifts, but similar type of thing, practical, personal, prophetic. And he spoke prophetically into her life, because at that point she probably wasn't feeling all like a princess. She became who he spoke her to be, and Jesus did that. He said to Simon, your name is no longer Simon, you're going to be Peter, or in the Greek, Petros, the rock. And he became the rock. He wasn't a rock at that point. And in many ways it's believing in them. And here she is now, yes, on her wedding day, not having that veil, but having that tiara.
And she was wearing it at a taping we did just the other day, last night, where she's going to be a mom now, and she's wearing her tiara as she's preparing for motherhood. And so it's just really wonderful to see that baton pass from generation, yeah, to generation. And she's going to be raising future,
right,
leaders.
Right.
She happens to be carrying a Modern Day Knight, though. So I'm pretty,
right,
excited that there's going to be,
yeah,
another godly guy in the world.
Hey, yeah. You know what's neat is, and I appreciate you bringing this up, Pam. You talked about it's generational. So for Stephanie, she didn't have this she probably didn't have the blessing. She never had that experience. So somebody steps in for her, and she has the experience, but now, no doubt, it will be what we call the transitional generation. She,
yeah,
will be the transitional generation to help the next generation. And so that son of hers, and who knows what else she's going to have, will become modern day knights and modern day princes. And really, it's a part of this because it is generational.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? You have other stories, Doreen.
Oh, one of my favorite is a young girl named Darla who, several weeks into the program, and I happened to be facilitating this one, I said, well, have you asked your father to impart your blessing? And she says, well, I don't want to. And I said, well, why is that, sweetie? And she says, my dad says he's a Christian, but he's not acting like one. And I want my youth pastor to impart my blessing. And I said, well, you know, sweetie, I said, your dad may not be acting like a Christian right now from your perspective. I said, but would you do me this favor? Would you at least ask him? And if he says no, then we'll move on. He's your real dad, and you have something at least that many girls today don't have, which is your real dad in the home. And she says, all right. So the next day she calls me, Mrs. Hannah, yes. He said, yes. And I said, okay, I'll talk to him right now. So I called him, and he said, you know, he says, I would love to do this for Darla. I said, great. Faxed him the information on how to impart his blessing. And the day of the celebration, he and Darla, they're supposed to arrive 30 minutes earlier. They arrive, pull up in the car. She jumps out of the car, leaves him in the dust, and rushes over to be with the other princesses to put on their last touches of makeup or whatever. And he parks the car, and he walks in with his yellow tab still writing. I usher him in to where he's supposed to stand on the front row waiting for Darla to come in, and they file in, and everyone files in next to their dad or step-in dad. And so it's now time for me to invite them up. And so I introduce Darla and her dad, and she stands with her arms across her chest just like this. as he begins to speak. And one of the first things he begins to say is, "Darla, I know I haven't been the father that I should have been for you in the last few years." And he goes on to impart his blessing then of saying how she is much like a trotting horse, not a racing horse, because they loved horses and their family, and just imparts this beautiful blessing. Well, halfway through the blessing, her little arms are dropping to her sides. She's got tears in her eyes. And he said, "Darla, you are the one who imparts the hug in our family and truly brings joy." And by the time he's finished, she's got tears in her eyes. And when he puts that crown on her head, she turns and hugs her daddy. Oh, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. Well, I thought this in itself is such incredible redemption. The greater part was when Dad was in church within 2 weeks, the families within church within 3 weeks. And I see Darla a year later, and I said, "Tell me, how are things going?" She says, "You know what?" She says, "It has been so awesome since my blessing." She said, "You know, my dad takes me out just to have coffee with me every once in a while. He's going to support me in my desire to go to YWAM for missions." And she says, "And you know, the best part is that he's told me that he loves me."
The whole family put back together.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. It was such a story of redemption, and just thrilled my heart to see what God was at work doing far beyond my imagination in this ministry to what I thought were a few teen girls and their life changing, just to have purpose, value, and strength in their own lives. And here God is bringing redemption in families, reconciling marriages. That marriage was on the rocks, and here they were back in a solid marriage. And she also said, "You know, I used to run from home. That was the last place I wanted to be, and to hell now. And my home today is a place of refuge."
Yeah. Wow, a place of refuge and redemption. That's really what we're talking about today, as we talk about a great book, Raising a Modern Day Princess. And it's been a pleasure to be with you. And let me look in both your eyes and say thank you so much for creating this, really what is a movement, not just a book, it's a movement. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for the privilege of being able to let us share our vision, what God has put in our hearts, and be able to share the results of what God is doing. And we pray that it would just continue as each mother or mentor implements this program. And
the dads
see
get the
results.
Blessing.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. I'm right in there with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Excited for those princesses.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that concludes part two of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Pam Farrell and Doreen Hanna. The topic has been inspiring purpose, value, and strength in your daughter. Pam and Doreen have written a great book on this topic called Raising a Modern Day Princess. Dr. Jim Burns recommends it. You can learn more about it when you go to homeward.com. If you'd like a copy of the full-length audio CD of this program, we podcast through iTunes. We are streaming audio at homeward.com. But if you'd like a copy of the CD, just drop us a line. Include a gift of any amount in support of our ministry. A standard cost for a CD like this runs around $15. So you can use that as a gauge for how much you can give. Of course, you can give more than that. $50, $100, $200 goes a long way toward helping our ministry, and we truly appreciate your financial support in this area. You can write to us at Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693, or give a gift online at homeward.com. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.